Guys, what's up? Welcome back to another Smoky Mirror podcast. You already know you're tuning in with your boy Davis Jaquan and
him.
I didn't even like the pause that I had to give. I thought it was gonna be a sweet, smooth transition, and you messed it up already.
I am him.
That has set the tone for the rest of the podcast. Guys, it's Davis Jaquan, and we're tuning in with I Am Him, and we're going to be giving a podcast today, unfortunately. Sorry for the guys tuning in, listening to the audio, and sorry for the guys tuning in to the YouTube.
They hate watching us.
Why do y'all watch us? Let us know down below. Why do you watch the podcast? Are we funny? Do we actually give you... Do we give you knowledge? Do you learn anything from this podcast? Can we be considered an educational podcast?
I'm pretty sure after your episode last week, we probably lost a couple women followers, but...
That's not true. If you guys haven't tuned in to the podcast from last week, make sure you go click the card up there and go down in the description and click it down there. Make sure you go drop a like and drop a comment. Just, you know, give me your insight. Let me know how you guys feel about alpha males and stuff of that sort.
And hating women.
And that video is doing real good right now. Doing good.
It is.
It's slowly but surely going up.
I think all of our shit is like that. I watch our videos almost every day because I'm pretty funny.
So you're the reason why it keep going up.
Probably, yeah. Hey, if ain't somebody got
to
support us.
Somebody has to support you. But guys, you already know. You saw the title, so you already know what we're getting into, guys. We're going to be talking about fake support. And we're going to be talking about a topic that's pretty trending right now throughout the social medias. I guess we're going to start by just getting right into that. I got this conversation given to me by our manager.
Our lovely manager. Mooks
over here. Eventually, we got to get a picture. We got to hang her up somewhere so you guys can see her.
We should put a shrine in the back or something over.
All right. Here we go. We're going to have a small 5 seconds in memory of Mook. Can I come? Come. You can come. You want to come on camera? Yeah.
This is our manager.
Give it up for Mook, guys. Give it up for Mook. Yeah. Don't get a button.
I don't know which one is it.
No. I want that one.
Yep. There we go. There's a clap.
There we go, guys. That's the move. All right. Bam. All right, guys. So she told us that there's an argument going on right now with females are debating, not debating. They're pretty much arguing the fact that we're not allowed. And I say we as in males are not allowed to have birthday dinners.
Fun.
And the smoke out of hookahs. Right. So we're going to let him touch up on it right now. That is out of line.
Why do you come to me first? You want because me to set the tempo. You want me to set the tempo for how ignorant we're going to be.
Clearly, I need limitations. You after see, the last podcast.
You want to set the tempo for how ignorant you want to be. So you want me to go first because you know I have no ceiling for ignorance.
This may or may not be true.
So you try to set it. But that is the dumbest shit that I've ever heard in my life. Like, women just don't want us to have fun. Mm-hmm. Like, they know that birthday parties are fun. They know that hookah is fun, so they don't want us to have fun.
That's a true fact.
Anything that brings us excitement is a woman's worst nightmare.
It's like if they're not involved with it, they're just not going to support it wholeheartedly.
My thing is like a birthday dinner is different, though. Like a birthday dinner is kicking it. Like we're literally a birthday dinner. That means we're literally sitting down eating, bro. Mm-hmm. How is that a problem? Like that is the dumbest shit I've ever
heard. So if I have this correct and I'm going to check in with a manager now. Are they saying that it's flamboyant or gay?
Yeah.
So for the guys that didn't hear me, they're claiming it's flamboyant. And that's going to lead us on to the hookah as well. But as far as the parties or the get-togethers, they're calling it gay for a man to have, like, you know how your woman has a birthday dinner? A male should not be allowed to have a birthday dinner. And so I think that's just a stupid...
So stupid, bro.
I'm not allowed to say it, but this is complete coonery.
This is the first time we agree, bro. And this shit is fucking ridiculous. This is the dumbest shit I've ever heard. Bro, if I can't sit down with a group of my friends and let them be in my presence.
And embrace me for my birth.
I'm fucking flamboyant for that.
It's stupid. And I feel like only within our culture. And if you guys don't know, here on the Smoking Mirror podcast, we talk about the culture. I didn't mention that earlier, so I'm going to let you guys know. We talk about the culture, and I think this is definitely a big L in the culture because I feel like only within our community. Let me be clear on the people that are making this, I guess, a theory or a topic. It's our black women.
I got a question.
It's our black women.
So, like, is it not gay? Like, is there a limit to gayness with this? Like, Can I only have 5 male friends for it to not be
so
gay?
So like, what is the I'm limit? Pretty sure is there due a cap to limit? How much fuckery is and the people that are tuning in to even entertaining this subject, they don't even have that type of thought process out. They're just, oh, it's not acceptable with no real back reason. Guys are not so for the hookah, I can probably reason with them. I still don't believe it, but with the dinner, what are you saying? What evidence do you have to bring to the table to say, yeah, that's gay, he can't do that?
That's what
and
I'm
then
saying.
Again, like, we have nothing against gayness here on the channel. We don't want you guys to think that we're going for gays or anything. We just argue the stupidity out there in the culture, and we think this is dumb. We have nothing against gayness. If you're gay, go be happy. You know what I'm saying? But we're just stating the situation going on right now.
But yeah, so like, is there a limit, like, of how many friends? Like, so if it's 20 of us and I got 5 of my male friends, like, am I in the clear for it not to be a sweet party? Like,
so is it not gay if I have a birthday dinner but it's strictly females?
Yeah, like, so so if you have this mindset, please comment down below so I can comment under you and tell you how fucking dumb that you sound.
If you have a friend, tag them. Please bring them into the conversation. Let us know, because guys, you need to be called out on your bullshit, because that's all this is. But moving on to the hookah. So they have the same argument going for the hookah that guys, I guess. But I don't see it, because what if you smoke weed, smoke cigarettes?
That's what I'm saying. How is that not the same thing? What is the difference from smoking any other thing?
How is that not the same?
It's not like niggas is blowing like dick O's or something like that. Like, niggas are just smoking hookah.
But still, we should be allowed to create the O's. Are we not allowed to... Is that a little too far?
I mean, I think it's kind of frowned upon.
It's entertaining.
Yeah, but I feel like once you get to a certain age, you should just smoke. Like, you don't need to be doing mouth tricks and
all
that.
See, this is the foolery, and why we end up arguing. We started off real good, but I don't agree with you. I feel like, man, first of all, don't have to fight for... Hey, she had a good argument last week. She said you shouldn't have to fight for your masculinity.
I believe
every
that,
day.
Too. I believe that. However, comma.
You don't.
So me and you went to the hookah bar, right? Mm-hmm. We in there with a group of females. We kicking the intersection, and I just start blowing mouth O's in front of, like, the female intersection. Like, you could be like, yo, you gonna pull me to the side. Be like, yo, bro, you tripping right now.
Like, bro, hold that smoke.
Yeah, like, chill out, bro. Just smoke.
Oh, God. I feel you. I feel you, but at the same time.
So that's why I say, I don't think it's a bad thing. I think it's just frowned upon.
I think timing. I think.
Yeah, okay.
You gotta know when to do the O's. You can't just casually, and you can't be blowing O's in your man's face expecting him to blow them back.
Hey, don't be shotgunning your man. Don't be putting smoke in your mouth and shotgunning your man, because your man got a drug test or woo-woo. Like, he don't want to smoke. He don't want to smell like smoke. Don't be shotgunning.
Yeah, that's not it, my guy. So, just to shut down that whole argument, we like 9 minutes into the podcast right now. We going to shut that argument down right now. Females that are defending this fuckery,
like I said, please comment down below, idiot. So I can comment down below under you and tell you how dumb you sound.
You are an idiot, and you are fucking up the culture, and you're the reason why guys gotta put up these goddamn walls from being their true selves, right? Cause they feel like they can't fuck with you, cause they can't live up to your fucked up
expectations,
intentions.
Hey, also, if you that nigga in the sections blowing O's around your men and females, you might want to tone it down a little bit.
See, like, what time it is for casual Tuesday. Yeah,
read the room, my guy. Make sure that you don't look crazy. Read the room, my boy.
Might make eye contact with your local gangster in the room blowing O's and give out the wrong signs.
Like, read the room first, my boy.
All right, man. So that's that, but since we're talking about birthdays and embracing people, we're going to move on to our next topic, which is, you know, fake support. And guys, this is a big deal, and I think a lot of people don't touch up on it in today's community. Not only are we going to be talking about fake love, fake support, we're going to give scenarios that you guys should feel dear to your heart. And if you feel this topic that we're talking about, make sure you drop a like. Because, you know, we're trying to bring these videos worldwide. And the
we
way y'all can help
y'all
us.
This shit post.
Is drop. Why you did that? Why you went in behind me with that fuckery?
I was just telling people how we like doing the videos. But I think it was a little aggressive it came off.
All right. So if y'all want to see more videos like this, just make sure y'all hit that like and drop that comment so we can keep going. But, so I'm going to go ahead and let you set the temperature once again. How do you feel about fake love, and what's your opinion on fake love? And does fake love even apply to you?
So, no, I don't think it applies to me. I try to genuinely, like, genuinely support my friends. And I hope vice versa is being pushed out the same. You know what I'm saying? Like, I might not, like, I'm one of the people, like, I'm going to support regardless. Like, I might not fuck with what your movement is or, you know what I'm saying, what you got going on.
I
but
feel that. I feel
support
that.
Is support. You know what I'm saying? It cost me nothing to support you. You know what I'm saying? So, if, like, my man make trash music, like, nigga, that ain't for me. But that somebody might follow me that like that shit. You
that's
know
what a saying? Tough one. Before we keep going, I got to touch up on this. To all you young and inspiring Kevin, I'm about to call them Kevin Hendricks. What is it? Lamar Kendrick? Kendrick Lamar. I'm going to get shamed for that one. I knew that his name. Horrible. Had a brain fart.
Nigga just put like three people together.
You got basketball players. You got soccer players. You got yoga instructors. You know, it's just different stuff you can do in life. Everybody is not a rapper. Okay? Everybody.
And that's what I mean.
And that's what I mean. Everybody cannot. Baby, just because you can sit at home and put something on the computer does not make you a rapper. And I feel like as a friend, as you said, so I'm going to call you out. I'm going to kind of put you in a tough situation. You said I'm going to still support you. Right. Are you going to be honest with that non-rapping ass friend but like and be like, bro, you don't got it?
So that's just like right dreams. Now, right? So we trying to work up this smoky mirror shit. We might not get the views that we want, but... Yeah. Some nigga might tell us like, yeah, that y'all shouldn't do it.
And we got the support by the ones and twos and threes he's there.
So I can't tell no nigga to not chase his dream. Like I said, it might not be for me. It might not be for me, but it might be for one of my followers. You know what I'm saying? Like that's going. So I'm just trying to push him and get his shit out there. Like I might reach another group. You know what I'm saying? That he couldn't reach. You see what I'm saying?
But I feel that. But I feel like you still got to be honest with him. I say, let me rephrase what I said. Definitely don't shut him down because it might just take him some time to find his style.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He might be pretty good, but the style he's chasing right now just ain't for him. He may find something down his journey, and that might work.
I mean, but so, yeah, so I get where you're going with that, but hey, if your man 40 and that nigga been rapping about the same shit for 20 years, tell that nigga to get out the booth. Tell that nigga to go get a fucking job.
He's spending his damn stimulus on mix boards
that nigga has
and
been,
CDs.
That nigga has been behind child support for 6 years because that nigga buying fucking foam and shit to put in the closet, nigga. Like, get out the booth, my nigga. Go
man,
find something
let
else
it
to do, bro.
Go, man. But, like, how I look at it, right, I feel like it's a lot of fake love, and I'm going to give you guys a scenario that really is dear to not only my heart, but I think is dear to anybody that is in this world trying to create some shit, not only for themselves, but, you know, just for the people around them and are willing to share the knowledge. First of all, the people that go on these pursuits, they don't have to share this shit with y'all. Oh, we cool. You my man. So I don't gotta give you shit.
Fact.
You my boy. We can be cool. I might owe you some loyalty. And that's a mic. Everybody don't be loyal. You know what I'm saying? Really, truth is, you don't owe them shit. Just because you say we cool, that don't mean I owe you shit.
That's just like the same shit with niggas who have clothing lines and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, because I create and I like you my man, like, nigga.
Yeah. I give you a shirt, but I don't owe you a shirt.
Nigga, at the end of the day, this shit's still not free, nigga.
Yeah, like,
it might be $5, but, nigga, you gonna pay this $32. You see what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, I still got bills. I still got shit to pay for.
But what's crazy, though, motherfuckers don't even want to meet you halfway. Niggas don't even want to. Let me get half off the shirt. $5 shirt, let me get half off. Nigga, so why do, in the culture, people expect to get these major discounts from their own peer, their own people, but they know when it comes to these corporations, and not to offend anybody, when it comes to the white people, they know they're not going to get that same type of treatment, and they're fine with dropping $400 on Gucci. And we're not just talking clothes. We're talking entrepreneurship. We're talking creation, just period. Just any type of hustle that you may have. When it comes to that, you go out there and you spend $400 on this Gucci. You spend $500 on fucking, I don't know, Louis Vuitton. I don't even know how much all this shit costs.
So do you think it's due to actually knowing the person? So say if like, for niggas who do this, right? So say if you were to know Gucci or you were to know motherfucking creator of Balenciaga, would you feel comfortable enough to ask him?
Well, I feel comfortable. So in that situation, on the scale that they're at, I feel like they wouldn't have no problem with just giving you that shit. They probably wouldn't, because
they're not missing.
They're not gonna miss it. But if you know Your man's is in the starting up stage. Why the hell are you gonna hinder him this early in his pursuit about bullshitting about his money? Everything he do, he's spending his money to go towards his dream. So why are you gonna half-ass his hustle? And that's all it is. And that's all it is. And I'm not looking at it no other way. Hey, bro, let me get this for 50. Bro, I said it's 100. Let me get it for 50. But I said it was 100. Clearly, you respect my work. That's why you
My thing is, if y'all, if that's your man's and y'all cool enough, you see what I'm saying? Like, why not support him? Because you got to think, if that's your man and y'all really close as y'all say y'all is, like, he going, when he make it.
He go, that's what the Gucci.
Yeah, I'm pretty
sure. At the point to where I'm not missing
I'm pretty
money.
Sure he going to look out for shirts. You. Like, and then that nigga might lace you in some shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I don't see why niggas be trying to take advantage of their man.
They fuck it up early in time. They hinder the motherfucker before he make it. And I feel like a lot of relationships fall out. It's not even about money. If you really think of the core of the whole situation, it's fake support.
Yeah.
Eventually, somebody catches on. One or the other catch on. Like, we can put you in a different shoes. It might not just be the crater that is getting fucked over. It might be the crater fucking over the people he fucked with. Let's say, hey, bro, you know, I rock with you. I've been supporting you for a long time. But every time you got a drop, you know, you sell out all quick. You don't hold nothing from me, you know. You don't try to get me right, you know.
But that go back to the point where he, we also say he don't owe nobody nothing now.
Yeah, but at the same time, so I'm gonna tell you this: nobody owes nobody shit. But there is gonna be a respect line, and your respect should be a lot higher for the people that you fuck with than just the common folk. You know what I'm saying?
My thing is, if I'm in that position, I want to see my men shine more than I want to see random niggas shine.
As you should.
You know what I'm saying? So. I'm the first niggas I'm going to, if I'm a creator, the first people I'm going to is my men. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm creating for the team. I'm creating for all of us. So I want to create some shit that we going to be able to support and push together. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get all of us right. And I'm not just looking for get me out of place and then fucking over them niggas. Like, I'm trying to look out for everybody type shit.
Because you were just talking about the shoe dealer yesterday, how you said you pre-ordered some stuff and some stuff went sideways on his end.
That nigga's a fucking scammer, bro.
You have to shut the whole process down, right? And then when he did get that stuff back in stock,
you didn't get one of the fucking shoes that I bought.
First of all, he's an asshole.
I hate that nigga, bro.
A dickhead, right?
I did just buy two more pair yesterday for him, though.
Hey, man, if you got the right shit, people got to come back. This is how it is. That's why y'all tune in to the Smoking Mirror podcast every Sunday, because we got the heat. And y'all not going to find a better podcast.
And I be talking that shit.
So, you know, in that type of situation, he should have known you was a real supporter. Not only did you try to buy, you tried to come back and get it again, and he just shut you down. And that's not how. Now, if you got that one-on-one conversation with your man's like that, your man's not supposed to pull no move like that. He don't know this guy. So shit like this can happen. That's not supposed to happen with your man supporting you.
But that's how you lose support, though. When you shit on niggas like that, that's how you lose your support. So, I mean, if it would have happened again, like, of course, like, nah, that's just done with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then on top of that, like, nigga, you didn't send me no email that said I won't get the shoes. Nigga, you tried to go on the nigga in the comments like, nigga, did you get the shoes? Like
that goes being cocky.
Yeah.
Man.
But it's also a supply and demand thing. That nigga putting it out.
He
know niggas gonna eat it up. You know what I'm saying?
But I'm gonna tell you, business will probably be when you got supporters, bro, life is so much easier. Cause it's like, but then again, having that good content or that good product. It's just as valuable, but me personally, I'll put supporters than product, right?
So, okay, so you got a pretty booming YouTube. So, your shit is up and running. Like, you got your shit down packed. Who do you think supports you the most? Would it be random niggas that you have never met in your life?
My biggest supporters are strangers. And I think everybody can vouch for that.
So, over the niggas that, like, your men type shit, like,
my biggest supporters are strangers. On a podcast, the biggest supporter probably has to be Mike, honestly.
Yeah, Mike is in every comment.
Mike be going crazy, man. Shout out Mike Dixon. Look him up. He's at Fort Hood. I'm dropping his whole location.
It's kind of weird how he's in every video comment. Nigga, a little sketchy. But yeah, that's another story. Oh, also, I think her name is Morgan. She is on every post. Crazy. Yeah, she be on every post too.
Shout out Morgan. So Morgan and Mike, with the podcast, they're probably the biggest supporter. As far as the YouTube, I don't even know how to pronounce his name. I think his last name is like Fisher, something like that.
He's in every comment.
He's one of my big supporters.
And this is a person you never met or nothing.
Never met this guy. Never DM'd me or nothing. Every time I post, like, I got a community. If you guys don't know, If y'all want to know what's going on the channel, just go over to the community post. Mm-hmm. I'll try to post on it. It's like a little Instagram. Try to post on that regularly. He's always there answering polls. I do a lot of polls to get a lot of insight. Yeah. So I got some loyal subscribers. But then I got some people that really, you know, do know me, that really go crazy for me too.
So would you feel like, does that, I ain't gonna say hurt your feelings, but like, does that kind of fuck with you knowing like your men not pushing your shit as much as some strangers doing it? You know what I'm saying?
I'm not gonna say that, cause then I can't get mad at them if it's something they don't like. Once again, the product that I like, you might like this Gucci shirt. I don't like that Gucci shirt. So you gonna buy that shirt. I'm not gonna buy that shirt. I'm gonna support you. If you just don't support me at all, that's gonna piss me off. But if you're not posting every video and shit, I ain't gonna care.
Okay. I was about to say that's, and that's what I'm about to say. Cause it take what, 10 seconds to repost a video? Yeah. Or, you know what I'm saying? So
and that pushed me to shout out damn, my boy Green be going crazy with the post, especially the smoking mirror shit. Every time I post something, Green go crazy.
I got a shout out
the manager posting. Be going crazy too. She be posting everything.
I got a couple people that post. My man Quan posted, my man Gleazy posted, my brother, my little cousin Ma. There's be a lot of niggas.
And this is without talking, right? And this is what rounds it up about fake love and real love. That's right. That's real love. And even if it's not love, nigga, it's just support, man. Just motherfuckers, like, I don't have to ask you to do that. You went out of your way just to do that. And I might not even respond to it. I know a couple times Green and did, and I ain't said nothing. He still posted the same one, posted another one next week. That's real shit. That's real support. And, you know, I'm not going to say I'll always do this. That's why I'm not going to just shun anybody. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you know, I do see it. And in the long run, hey, I need you to help me with this. That's how you get those type of situations where, hey, can I get a discount with you? Woo. Yeah, I got you. You know what I'm saying?
Especially where we at right now with this is what, our fourth or fifth one? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not going to say we're not getting views, but we're not getting views to where we can forget about shit.
Yeah.
Like, right now, I'm about to say, right now, we seeing who's commenting. Like, every time we post a video, bro, I go through the comments every day just to see if it's a new comment or whatever. So, we not having 1,000 comments. Like, right now, we averaging between, like, 15 and 25 comments. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Simple. So, it's like, we see the people that showing love, and you know what I'm saying? So it take nothing to support. Like, I always say that. That's one of my biggest things. It costs nothing to support somebody. Like, I support a lot of my friends. I support niggas, like, they got Twitches and shit, my nigga. Like, I don't be watching that shit. Like,
gamer or something?
Yeah, like, niggas be posting, like, Modern Warfare clips and doing all that. Like, I don't watch that shit, but nigga, like, I'd be trying to repost it or some shit like that. Like,
just doing what you can. That's really what it's about, man. Mm-hmm. It's not, you probably don't got enough money to buy my product. Do what you can.
Yeah.
Post it so somebody can, you know, go see it. Just
let it reach another group, man, that I can't reach. It's all
about what you can do. So don't get lost in the sauce with this conversation. We ain't really coming for nobody. We just
want y'all to fucking support.
Step the fuck up. Not only for your man, step up for us, man.
Right.
If you're watching this shit, it take nothing to drop a like. So why not do it?
So every time we drop these things, motherfucking 9 o'clock, Big Josh _, we always in that motherfucker. So go ahead and you can repost it from my page, or you can repost it from Dave's page.
I'm going for the Instagram people right now, because I got a problem on my page. It's really making me think about start a whole new page, right? Mm-hmm. So I didn't got blocked from Instagram, right? I can't like nobody post. I can't follow nobody for the next 5 days. I think it to the 20th, some shit like that.
It's hacked you.
I had to unfollow motherfuckers.
You was dropping meat pictures and people's shit. It reported you.
No, I have to unfollow people, right? Not only am I tired of, so social media is, bro, it's an input or output. Let me say that. Output. And the consumer is the user. I'm tired of looking at the bullshit people put out. And I'm tired of following people that ain't doing shit for me. You not doing nothing for me. I'm not doing nothing for you. Why the fuck are we following each other?
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck that you cute. I don't give a fuck that you drive a Camaro. I don't give a fuck that you live here, there, and there. I don't care. I don't care. If I'm not helping you, you're not helping me. And I just really got into this mindset when it comes to Instagram, right? Because at first, it's all about having followers, right?
Yeah.
But what's the point of having 3,000, 4,000 fucking followers if only 50 of them people are really helping you? So fuck it.
Nah, I understand that, but I feel like I'm too far into it, nigga. I didn't have my Instagram since I was in high school, nigga.
Man, but the thing is, right? When I post on my timeline, right? I'm watching both. Normally when I post on my timeline, I probably just post on my story too. If not the same thing, something within the same situation. Why is my story views outshining my damn post. How you gonna watch my whole story? Not only are they watching the thing I posted on the story, they're watching my whole story. Mm-hmm. How you gonna watch my whole story? Not let me go support. I watch him all the damn time. Let me go ahead and support him and drop a like on the post. Even if you don't like what the fuck I'm posting.
Even if you don't watch that bitch, just like it.
You know what I mean? I don't watch it. And that's what we talk about. Like, it literally takes no time out of your day. Literally a second or two. Double tap. And you know that's gonna help whoever the hell, you know, feel good about the post. I ain't the type of person. Back in the day, me and my friend taught me delete the post if it don't do certain by time.
Hey, that's when niggas used to be dropping that, oh yeah, accidentally got deleted. Man. Nigga, it asks you to verify if you want to delete this shit. That's a whole
stage to delete.
And niggas,
it's a question.
You accidentally went to the picture. You accidentally clicked on the three dots, nigga. You accidentally clicked delete plus confirm. Like,
I didn't change. I rock with real supporters now. Let's say I post a picture and I get 15 likes. 15 supporters that like that shit, so I'm gonna keep it up, and that's how I am now. And but I feel like I do follow too many people that's just not doing nothing for me, and I'm sick of it. So I'm probably gonna keep following them. Hopefully, Instagram doesn't block. I don't know who run Instagram. Who runs Instagram?
I think Facebook.
Facebook. I think it's bought on Facebook. Yeah. Damn, Mark, you just living like that. Yeah,
that nigga got that bag.
Mark, is Mark married? I never heard anything.
I don't know. He's like a loser, I think.
I don't think he's a loser. He's just playing his cards right. Shout out, Mark, man. He's like a But yeah, there's that man. Support somebody. Get up this morning or wherever the hell you at in this world, this night, during this time of day, right after this podcast, man. Go support somebody.
Go support somebody. Go support that crackhead that's on your street corner.
Give me that $5 to get
trying
that
to
fix,
detail
man.
Niggas' cars for $12.38, nigga. Go get that money.
And
up,
don't
man.
Short that man at 38 cents, man. Yes, find nigga. That shit. Scrape it up.
Yeah, man.
Get that man, because that's what he's worth. He gonna clean the fuck out your car.
He really worth more than that. But that nigga gonna have that bitch spotless. And he might, you might not get it back when he say you gonna get it back, but you gonna have that bitch clean.
He
up.
Might do a couple of rounds.
Yeah, I'm telling you. You might have some homeless people in the back seat. That nigga gonna clean all that up though. So
gonna find a mutt in the trunk.
It's gonna be super funky at one point, but when that nigga gonna look
it's
up.
Gonna be worse than when he first got it. But when you get it back, it's gonna be in the best condition you ever got it. So man, for real, like on a serious note, man, stop holding people back, man. If you see the effort somebody in, that's what it be, the effort. If you see the effort somebody putting in, you see the product they producing.
Stop looking for fucking handouts. That's what
stop
it is
looking for shortcuts today. To yeah, everything. Man. Stop looking for that.
Like
shit.
If you're not gonna ask the other people this who you don't fucking know, don't be trying to go to your man and trying to get that discount, nigga. Mm-hmm. Like wait for that nigga to drop a fucking Black Friday sale or something. Nigga.
Yeah,
nigga.
Man.
If you're looking for a sale,
respect
nigga.
The hustle. That's what man. Drop that on the screen. Respect the fucking hustle.
Yeah, man.
I'm gonna scratch out the fucking can do that. But you know what I'm saying? Respect the man's hustle, respect the women's hustle. Hey, that's a good one. I feel like we can touch on before we close out. Do you feel like who you think bigger support, like are the better supporters, women or men? Who gets the most support, males or females?
I would say women are the biggest supporters because women go hard for a lot of shit.
Hard as fuck.
Women go hard for shit, like especially like. I be looking at like Kim Kardashian like trash little clothes and shit.
Yeah.
And women be reposting that shit. Like women repost a lot of that shit. Yeah. Like all the little purses and shit like that. Women go super hard. Like usually when you see like a nigga repost some shit, it might be like a picture of Pooh Shiesty on like a Lamborghini. Like that has nothing to do with anything.
Yeah, nothing to do
like,
with your man's, your goals.
You but like post when women post shit, it'd be like trying to get push other shit out there, really trying to like support and shit like that. And then I would say the people that's probably most supported, men for sure.
Men.
Because men get that, they get that both sides shit. They get like
a little bit from the man, but then again, they get that strong backing from the females.
They get that 75% from women, but then they got that still 25% from men. So it's always going to be pushed in front of what a woman is doing type shit.
I agree with both of those. So I ain't going to come back after that. But you know what I'm saying? Don't be choosing who supports you neither, man.
Yeah,
that's another thing. I feel like, cause since we already talked about the flamboyant or the gay subject, you can't be embarrassed or not embrace that community that accepts you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can't choose who the fuck is pushing you, man. Support. I don't give a fuck if I got 100 dogs outside trying to lick a car clean for the car wash, man. At least you. did what you could, man. And bro, don't choose your supporters, man. Y'all be trying to choose, man. Support. And y'all the motherfuckers that.
That's the same shit when they say all publicity is good publicity.
It's good publicity, man.
All support is good support. Whether like it come from one group of people or another group of people. Mm-hmm. Support is support, man. As long as your shit is being pushed out there, as long as mm-hmm. niggas is backing you, as long as niggas is 100% not trying to, like you said, like hinder your business and your shit that you got going on, man. All fucking support
Accept
is good.
That shit and support them, man. Even if you never posted, man. I ain't even just trying to zoom in on, you know, that type. Talking about that type of community or nothing
and
like
don't
that.
Feel
it's just
like
anybody,
you,
bro.
Don't feel like you, when you get to that point where you wanted to be or where you always imagined, do not start shitting on the people that's been supporting
you. Because y'all do that.
Always, like.
Y'all forget.
Yeah. Like, a lot of y'all niggas be forgetting where the fuck y'all started, and y'all be trying to
humble
sauce
yourself.
On niggas. Yeah, keep it humble.
Humble yourselves.
This is coming from a wild-ass nigga like me, and I'm
a
not
nut.
Humble. I'm
a
not
fucking
humble.
Nut.
I'm not humble at all. But I know, like, so if we were to get big right now, I know the fuck where we started. We started at them 300 views, and we started at 15, and we know who's supporting us, like Mike and Morgan, everybody that be in the comments and shit. So I still, like, reach out to them, like, thank y'all for the support. You know what I'm saying? It might not be a lot, and it might not think there's a lot for us. Or
it they does
might,
mean a lot, though.
Yep, yeah, but that shit mean a lot to us, you know what I'm saying? Because, nigga, we didn't think we was going to have that many views. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, I honestly didn't think we was going to be up and rolling the way we are. Mm-hmm. You know, I wish a little bit better performance, but for the most part, I can see the vision.
Yeah.
We just gotta
niggas
keep going.
Really don't know how we started this shit. I think that's a good one. Like
we gotta bring it to y'all.
We need to tell niggas how we came about with this shit. Like,
we're gonna keep it going, man. Cause this is a message behind the name and everything. Mm-hmm. Man, we doing something here.
I feel like we need to get the people that we need to drop some shit for them so they can really see and really connect with us on how the fuck we came about with this shit.
You already know. Smoke and Mirror, David Jacorn.
Him.
I gotta put some reverb on it.
Hey, that shit. Yeah, we gotta put like some noise in the back of that shit, like some swish noise, nigga. It's like the wind blowing, nigga. Something crazy.
But y'all already know, man. Thank y'all for tuning in, man. Shout out to the real supporters. And if you're a fake supporter and you ready to change your life, you don't gotta go to ICDC College.
Hey,
you can just go ahead and drop a like right
drop
now.
Drop a motherfucking like, comment, and subscribe, and tell me I'll be talking that shit. Big Josh _ man.
And we appreciate everybody that tuned in today, man. And we gonna keep it rolling.
Yeah.
Tune in every Sunday. We drop.
Shut the fuck
Let's
up.
Run it back. Tune in every Sunday. We drop at 2100, aka 9 p.m. CEST time, which is Europe time.
I did
time.
Not know that.
That's Europe time.
Oh. What? Yeah, I thought, nigga, that should be, I'd be like GM2 and that shit.
It's about the same thing, but I realize our shit called ZEST. So make sure y'all tune in and, come get this smoke, because this is another Smoke and Mirror podcast, and we up out of here.
Bow!